We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
To the latest on that police killing of a Black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is, always has been, the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
Lord have mercy.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Sean Lee, Lord. Please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Donkey of the day for Monday, August 15th goes to Steve Lydon. Steve is the former superintendent of the Ramsey County Adult Detention Center in St. Paul, Minnesota. And that's where Derek Chauvin, or as I like to call him, Devil Chauvin, that murderer, that sick, sadistic individual who kept his knee on George Floyd's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Actually, the body camera footage showed it was 9 minutes and 20 seconds. But you know the evil human I'm talking about, Devil Chauvin. Okay, that's where he was being held at. And back on May 29th, 2020, Steve Lydon banned COs of color from entering the fifth floor where Chauvin was being held. Lord have mercy. Let me tell you something. America has no idea how to punish whiteness. All right. They have no idea how to punish whiteness or racially motivated hate crimes like this, because Black people and other marginalized communities dying at the hands of racists like Devil Chauvin, that's been happening since the beginning of time. And this country has absolutely no idea how to properly punish them. Even when they get punished, in the case of Devil Chauvin, they get preferential treatment from somebody. Okay? Has this former superintendent, Steve Lydon, ever thought about the thousands of Black men who have been locked up and, you know, watched over by racist-ass white COs? Of course not. All right? Because a Black man being locked up and watched over by racist-ass COs is what the prison system is all about. All right, this caste system that was created in America hundreds of years ago is still designed to protect the Devil Chauvins of the world. Meanwhile, it's been weaponized against us, okay? Us meaning Black and Brown people, okay? Black people, all right? Which is why several officers filed charges of discrimination with the Minnesota Department of Human Rights, and their complaint that followed It was, what, 8 officers alleged multiple violations of the Minnesota human rights, including race and color discrimination and a hostile work environment. 3 of the plaintiffs asserted claims of retaliation. They alleged emotional distress as well as loss of income. All right. Ramsey County Board Chairwoman Trista. Boy, I'm about to mess her name up. Trista Mattis Castillo. She apologized Tuesday to the officers affected. She said the actions taken by sheriff's office leadership that day were more than just wrong. They were racist, heinous, highly disrespectful, and completely out of line. No one ever should have questioned your ability to perform your job based on the color of your skin. She's absolutely right. And that's why those HCOs are going to receive almost $1.5 million as settlement for racial discrimination. Okay? I think the number is too low. I think it should be $1.5 million apiece, not $1.5 between all 8 of them, because this level of care is never given to black or brown people, okay? Nobody ever stops to think about who could be discriminating against us simply because of the color of our skin. But the fact that they are still looking out for this man who is doing damn near 43 years state and federal time for murder is mind-blowing but not surprising. All right, treat that man with the same disregard that you treat black and brown people doing that kind of time for murder, all right? I'm telling you, this country does not know how to punish whiteness. If everybody didn't take it to the streets for George Floyd, then they might have let this dude get off too. All right? White privilege is beyond real. Hell, look at what's going on with Trump right now. Violation of the Espionage Act, obstruction of justice, and criminal handling of government records, not to mention the 10 or 13 times Robert Mueller showed he obstructed justice in the Mueller report. The feds coming to get you but don't arrest you. The reality is they don't want to arrest him. All right. The reason they don't want to arrest him is because none of these institutions were ever designed to punish whiteness. That is why people like Devil Chauvin can still get preferential treatment from said institutions. Please let Remy Ma give Steve Lydon the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
1.5 is too low for 8 people. Every single correction officer should be getting like $1 million apiece. 1.5 apiece.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking Channing Crowder.
Let's talk sexy men.
Now, what happened with Channing Crowder?
Sure. You tell me, guys. You guys were talking about this all morning.
Well, Channing Crowder, it was on an episode of the Pivot Podcast. Who was the guest? Who was Channing Crowder talking to? Hold on. I forgot who the guest was. Was it Denzel? Who was it? Denzel Ward. Channing Crowder was talking to Denzel Ward. And he had this to say.
But you are beautiful.
What you mean?
Well, you got pretty eyes. Like, you got good skin. You got a little highlights. No. But you a dog now. Yeah. I watched you play. You a dog. But did you have to fight that? Like, when
fight
you walk
being
out,
beautiful. What you mean?
You just look. You look so pleasant and nice. But then you got to choke a bitch to sleep. Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, do dudes try you when they see you? Be like, oh, no. This dude got you. You had to fight that?
I mean, you the first dude that called me beautiful.
Bro, you are.
All right.
I don't even know how to respond.
Denzel Ward is a cornerback for the Cleveland Browns too. He signed a 5-year, $100.5 million deal.
So, what is the question we're asking right now?
People acting like this is wrong. Like people acting like Channing Crowder can't say this to another man. Like I don't know why this is an issue.
I'm trying to think if y'all have ever complimented each other like that.
I give brothers compliments all the time. Kevin Gates was up here last week. I said, Kevin, you look good. And he does look good. His skin look clear. Mm-hmm. You can tell he lost weight. You know what I'm saying? You can tell he's taking care of himself mentally, physically, and emotionally, and spiritually. I don't see nothing wrong with complimenting a brother like that.
Yeah. I have never said...
You got pretty eyes.
I've never said somebody looks beautiful and had pretty eyes.
You have definitely complimented me on my eyebrows. Not only have you complimented me on my eyebrows, you've complimented me on my shape.
Yeah, but I'm joking.
No, you're not joking. You can't joke like that. How can you joke?
You're not joking, bro.
I am joking. I have never said you look beautiful.
You don't look at this 41, 36, 43, you know, body and say you joking, all right?
I remember you told him before, you said something about his butt was looking like it was sitting right. Thank you.
He had thick thighs.
Okay. Same difference.
I've never said this man looks beautiful.
Bro, however you...
There's nothing wrong with it, okay? You look beautiful.
Thank you, King.
Say it back.
I mean, I would, but you don't. you just don't.
Why would you stand like that? What are you doing?
Yeah, I would if you did, but you don't. You know what I'm saying?
I take mine back, though.
All right. If you want to get a compliment from Charlamagne, all you got to do is say the opposite. Be like, I feel so ugly. I'm so ugly. But no, you're beautiful.
That's right. That's true.
That's how you draw in the compliment.
So what is the question? Where do we go? We're like, how we get here?
That is true. I'll lift you up when you're down.
Lift him up, show us.
You gonna lift me up? How you gonna lift me up?
Listen, the moral of the story is there's nothing wrong with what Channing Crowder said. People are up in arms about this for whatever reason. You know, the fake outrage that they do online. I don't
They're
see how you
can... arms about it?
Well, not up in arms, but you know, people trying to say the man's whatever, gay or whatever. But my thing is, like, you can't say that people are being... you can't complain about toxic masculinity. And then when a brother is comfortable enough to give a compliment like that to another man,
you
upset.
You got good skin. You got the highlights.
Come on, man.
I've never said you look beautiful.
You've complimented me on my eyebrows, and you've complimented me on my shape.
And it clearly meant a lot to you. Because
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I take the compliments wherever I get them. Okay? Right.
That's how we come in. Look at you.
800.
Look at you.
Look at you.
Okay, thick thighs. Okay, thick thighs.
800.
Have you not done that?
What?
Have you not said that to me?
That what? What
okay, thick thighs.
I have.
And then you said they save lives. I remember that.
I called you Chocolate Thunder.
Now you've been being honest.
Chocolate Thunder.
Okay, good.
That's me and you.
All right.
Am I going to say it too much right now? Hey, what's the question, damn it?
The question is, do you find anything wrong with what Channing Crowder said at the Denzel Awards?
No, I think y'all should talk to each other like that more frequently. Because women do it all the time. We'd be like,
oh my God,
you look good. Let me feel though. Is that real, girl? You been like, we talk to each other like that all the time.
You better not ask me.
I ain't doing all
that.
Let me feel it now. But I have no problem doing what Channing Crowder did.
All right. 800-585-1051. Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.